care is back. Pesticides are again under EPA's purview, and it's the National Academy of Sciences' turn to weigh in on perchlorate. Today is January 9th, 2009, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology.
After many steps and revisions, EPA is still unsure what it should do about perchlorate. The agency said this week it will seek advice from the National Academy of Sciences, or NAS, before making a final determination on whether to issue a national regulation for perchlorate in drinking water. The agency also is issuing an interim health advisory of 15 parts per billion to assist state and local officials in addressing local contamination of perchlorate in drinking water and making a corresponding change to the factors it considers in cleaning up Superfund sites. EPA issued its preliminary regulatory determination on October 10, 2008. In that notice, EPA said it believes there isn't a meaningful opportunity for health risk reduction through a national drinking water regulation for perchlorate. But after considering over 30,000 comments, as well as recommendations from EPA advisory groups and offices, the agency said it would like to ask the NAS to provide additional insight. Specifically, the Academy will be asked to evaluate its derivation of the health reference level of 15 ppb, the use of modeling to evaluate impacts on infants and young children, and the implications of recent biomonitoring studies. The agency is also asking the NAS how it should consider the role of perchlorate relative to other iodide uptake-inhibiting compounds, and if there are other public health strategies to address this aspect of thyroid health. EPA is replacing the existing preliminary remediation goal of 24.5 parts per billion with the interim health advisory value of 15 parts per billion. This goal will be used as a consideration when establishing cleanup levels for perchlorate at Superfund sites. Coming up, two landmark court decisions were passed around the holidays, one for VOCs and another for pesticides, after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology. Learn about the latest cutting-edge developments within the environmental science and remediation field from the world's leading experts within the academia, regulatory, industry, and environmental consulting communities.
EPA can't get out of regulating commercial pesticides, a federal court in Ohio decided. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals on Wednesday issued a rebuke against a 2006 rule that exempted certain commercial pesticide applications from federal oversight under the Clean Water Act. The federal court held that pesticide residuals and biological pesticides constitute pollutants under federal law and therefore must be regulated under the Clean Water Act to minimize the impact to human health and the environment. Several manufacturers and industry associations had joined the case in an attempt to broaden EPA's 2006 exemption. According to a release by Western Environmental Law Center, the court told them in no uncertain terms that their products are harmful to human health and the environment. The decision will mean all commercial pesticide applications near waterways will require NPDES permits. This summer, a court struck down President Bush's cap-and-trade policy for controlling VOCs in the eastern United States and told EPA to come up with a new system of control. But shortly before Christmas, that same court reversed itself. On December 23rd, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit reinstated the Clean Air Interstate Rule, or CARE, which it had vacated in July. The court did not back off from its stance that, quote, CARE's flaws are deep, end quote. But after hearing petitions from both environmentalist groups and industry, the court decided that lacking any other controls, the rule could stay in place for the time being. The court conceded that the agency had adopted CARE as a, quote, integral action, end quote, and became convinced that, quote, notwithstanding the relative flaws of CARE, allowing CARE to remain in effect until it is replaced by a rule consistent with our opinion would at least temporarily preserve the environmental values covered by CARE, end quote. According to business and legal reports, because the Obama administration will now be the ones to make the changes, industry can expect even tighter emission controls. The court did not impose a deadline by which the agency must correct CARE's flaws, but did note the agency's time was limited. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and RemTech 09, we thank you for listening.
We invite you to join us on March 3rd through the 5th, 2009 in Atlanta, Georgia for the inaugural RemTech Summit. Visit www.remtech09.com to learn more.